The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome. I'm so glad to be here. I'm excited to be here every Wednesday. I look forward to this. Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I've got my favorite person, Roger, here today.
I'm your favorite person?
Yes, you are.
Really? Wow, what a compliment. Thank you.
There's not too many people that can get me up at 0600.
And, that's right.
You and Dean get me up at 0600 to listen to your morning show.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you guys rock it.
Tell your friends.
I do.
You know, of course, a lot of people listening anyway already, they probably know. But just in case you may have a few who may not be aware, you know, the Ed Dean Radio Show right here on WBOB
is so good.
Is what's happening in the morning.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And, you know, like I said, he's better than a cup of coffee. He gets the blood flowing in the morning. I love it.
Yes.
I absolutely love it.
Well, thank you.
Well, today we're going to talk about real estate, of course.
Okay.
And, you know, I got a couple of numbers for people. Here in Jacksonville, the average sale of a home right now is about, the average sales price is $282,000, and then the medium sales price is $234,900.
Okay. All right.
So, which is, compared to the rest of the world, this is a great place to live. It's a great economy here. It is awesome to purchase a house because we can still pretty much afford it compared to the top five cities, number one being San Jose, California, and then it's Washington, D.C., and then it's San Francisco.
That's
the top three of the most expensive homes.
San Jose is that much. I'm surprised.
You know, it always has been. You know, when I lived in Orange County, it was just, you know, it's like when we heard people moving up there, it's like, are you crazy?
Right.
Do you know how much it is up there? But it's a beautiful town.
It's
really gorgeous.
Real pretty part of the country. And in fact, I've got a friend in Los Angeles right now, and I was talking with him. I said, how do people afford a house out there? He said two things. First of all, people make, you know, more money because, you know, the economy demands it. But they have something there called 100-year mortgages. So he said that generally speaking, you never really own your house. You just make payments forever. And because there's such a long mortgage, all things equal, the payment's going to be a little lower.
You know, that's probably so true because here they have, what is it? They have the burning parties. What are they called? We have Lisa Andrews with us.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Yes.
Sounds like leasehold. Is it leasehold?
No, he called it 100-year mortgages. You know, I'll look it up and send this information to you guys.
Lisa Andrews is from Golden Dog Title and Trust. So she's going to be with us today. We're going to be just chatting and talking about real estate, and she's going to give us her two cents and tell us a little bit about your background.
So I've been a licensed title agent for the last 20 years. Before that, I did banking. I was the first mortgage broker up in the Midwest in Indianapolis, one of the first out of the five. I did underwriting a little bit, and then I went into title insurance. So I've been doing this for a while. So I've done a little bit of everything, never been a real estate agent.
Yes, but you know.
But I've been around a lot of real estate
yes,
agents.
Yes, you have.
And a lot
you
of
know
buyers,
more
a lot
about
of sellers,
it.
And a, yeah. yes, absolutely.
You know more about it the most. So I appreciate you being here today and joining in the conversation. But as we were talking, San Jose, the 100-year,
mm-hmm.
I think that it's probably meant the fact that because the house prices are so high that, you know, you never really pay it off.
Right.
Because it just goes on forever. The average sale price, I think, in San Jose is like $684,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
A lot of money. But if you ever do get it paid off, or maybe you were fortunate enough to buy when it was less expensive, then you're pretty much set after that. And a lot of people, in fact, I had a cousin who owned a home in Los Angeles, moved to Texas, sold his home, cashed in, and was able to take a huge amount of money, put a portion of that down, actually paid, bought a house for cash, and put the rest in savings.
Yes.
A lot of people do that.
Exactly. A lot of people, actually, as we all know, are running out of that state. And, you know, they're going to Texas. I was actually thinking of putting an ad in their local papers and advertising out there to get people to come to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, because you're licensed to do real estate on the West Coast, too.
I am. And so it'd be kind of neat to see if I get some response from that so we can get some more people here. God knows we have all this new construction.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of homes on the market. And so and our economy here in Jacksonville is just growing. We're getting jobs and and stuff.
And people are, in fact, moving here from all over the United States because of not just the economy being better, but we don't have a state income tax. Most states, on top of having to do your 1040 to Uncle Sam every year, you have to pay a state income tax on top of that. We don't have that here in Florida.
You don't. Hence is why you guys got me.
Okay.
So, yeah, my retirement went a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like getting extra money in my pocket. It is extra money in my pocket.
Especially with the cost of living and real estate being more affordable.
Yes. So I'm, you know,
and when you say retirement, you still work full time in real estate, but you
retired from law enforcement.
You were in law enforcement before that. Okay.
And so I was, you know, after reading all these things about, you know, the prices at these other locations, other states, I'm thinking I'm really grateful I'm here in Jacksonville because even though a lot of people might think $234,000 is a lot, because it is a lot of money, but when you compare it to other places in the United States, we are on the bottom of that barrel as still affordable home pricing.
Right.
It beats paying $684,000 for, I paid $700,000 for my home in California, and I forget what my square footage was, but I know it was less than 1,600 square feet.
Wow, so, unbelievable.
So, you know, so it's a joke. I mean, so here you get a lot of bang for your buck.
And when you say bottom of the barrel, you know, we're not, you know.
No, bottom of the barrel as far as home pricing compared to the rest of the U.S.
We're not like a dump, like, you know, I can mention other, you know.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant house pricing wise.
Exactly.
We're right where we want to be, which is that's where we want to be. We don't want to be up there like San Jose and, and D.C. And
but it's not bad if you've got equity, you know.
Oh, no.
No.
No, but you can get equity here, too.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And we're still good for the state of Florida. We are one of the number one places. We have a lot of jobs, and we have median house pricing. So,
yes.
A lot of the investors that were doing a lot of business down south are coming up to Jacksonville to do their investing.
Oh, interesting.
That is correct. As you go further south in our state, it gets more expensive. And right now, one of our lenders who works also down in Naples said, you know, he sees the people moving up here. You know, everyone wants to be selling and moving up here because of not only our home prices, but again, the economy here and jobs are coming to this town.
Another quality of life issues, you know, Jacksonville's a city on the go or, you know, more and more, you know, fun things to do, you know, going on in the area, which all contribute to why a family may want to consider living here. You know,
so. So we want people to call in. We're going to discuss today. We're going to talk about buyers today, and we're going to talk about how great it is to live here in Jacksonville. So we want people to call in 904-222-TALK. That is 222-TALK, 222-8255. Please call in. We're going to have fun this afternoon, and we're going to talk about buyers and why buyers are called liars.
And not only that, but you got a couple of houses you want to talk about as well. So maybe you're in the market. We'll hear about those as well here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles here on WBOB 904-222. Oh, 8255-904-222-TALKS, the number if you got any real estate question. And I've got a few I'll be asking Anita in just a few, maybe a likeness. But you've got a couple of properties that you're spotlighting right now coming out of your office.
I do, because we have great luck by sharing our listings here. And we have a beautiful house in Fernandina. It is located at 32648 Sunny Park Drive. It is built in 2014. It's a four bedroom.
Almost new.
Yes. Three bathrooms. It's got a swimming pool. It's over 2,384 square feet. It is a gorgeous house. And it is listed for $379,900.
Mm.
And my wonderful realtor out there is Lee Harrell. We absolutely adore Lee. Lee's a good old boy. He works hard. I wish I could see him every day, but he works out of our Fernandina office. And I love talking to him on the phone and dealing with Lee. He's a good realtor out there. So I encourage people out in that area to call Lee Harrell. His cell phone is 904-838-8631. That's 838-8631. Lee is awesome. And then we got Betty Layton, our top producer at our Jacksonville office. She's got a double wide, and it is actually really nice.
Yeah.
I would live in this. It's
some of
so
them
nice.
Are, when does it make sense to own a mobile home?
I think it comes down to affordability.
Okay.
And this is out in the Callahan area.
All right.
And it is $209,000. It is three bathrooms, 2,108 square feet. It is super nice, built in 1999, and it's got quite a bit of land.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How much actual land is it?
I know.
It's probably acres and acres, huh?
It is almost 5 acres.
Wow, that's a lot of land. So you're that's what you're really kind of investing in a lot there too as well.
You can have goats, chickens, anything you want.
And you know, a lot of people have goats when they have a lot of land like that because they mow the lawn for you.
And we have Rich on the line. Welcome, Rich, to Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
Hey, thanks, Anita. I got a question. My wife and I are investors, and we also are Florida real estate licensees. And I'm curious, I believe I understand a commercial rental is 4 units or more, or is it above 4 units?
It is 4 units or more.
So 4 or more. And then so if you have a commercial rental, 4 units or more, then you have additional requirements as far as, let's say, ADA compliance and all that?
There could be, yes. The commercial is a total different ball game, and I've got a fantastic commercial realtor that I could refer to you if you need help in that particular area.
Yeah, we may need, but my question is whether we should consider going commercial or keeping it under 4 to keep it residential. To avoid some of the additional requirements,
I would say for me it's residential. I mean, you can get duplexes and still make a great amount of money, and there's going to be a lot less requirements, perhaps when you start getting into the bigger complexes and maybe even apartments.
Right. Okay, so you could go up to three units without it being commercial.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I got a question for you, Anita. We talked about buyers. I would imagine people listening right now, or they know someone who's never owned a home, and maybe they're a young couple just starting out. What are some of the things that they need to have on that checklist when they are looking around for a home to get? What are some of the things that they may need to consider that they're not thinking about?
Well, I think it's real important, obviously, to pick the right agent. And we have many good agents here in Jacksonville. And for us at Realty Executive Oceanside, we do a buyer presentation. So we sit there and we try to educate our buyers on what the current market is, what to expect in the buying process, and we explain how the contract works. So that way they know exactly the important issues in the contract. So that way, when we find the house of their dreams, we can quickly write the offer, they can sign it, and we can send it away. So we go over all the paperwork before we go out searching for property. Mm-hmm. Because time is of the essence. We use that a lot in real estate. With how hot the market is right now, we can't have buyers that are dragging their feet. If we have buyers that are out there, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Lisa, because you see this as well, plus you hear my frustration. We're good friends, mm-hmm. so she hears me a lot. You know, when they're dragging their feet, when they say, I've got to go home and think about this, mm-hmm. well, I already know I'm going to take them out again because they've lost the property. It's going to be gone.
Okay.
You know, if the house is a nice house, they're gone. I have some customers from South Florida that are moving up here. And I feel so bad because she's been texting me, and she's like, I give up. Because every house that she sends me, I keep telling her, it's under contract, it's under contract, it's under contract.
Right.
And I don't believe in this contingent thing that we have on the multiple listing, because if you mark contingent, which I never do, it still is on Zillow and Realtor.com. So people think out there that it's still available when it's not. It's under contract. Mm-hmm. You know, you can put in a backup offer. And my feeling, we didn't have that when I was out in California. I'm not used to hitting contingent. You can still put on a backup offer when it's impending if you want. Mm-hmm. You know, we just end up calling those realtors to find out if it's available and things of that nature. So dragging their feet.
Yeah, they'll lose the contract every time.
Right.
Because every time.
Multiple offers are out there. And you're right. If it's in contingent, it shows on the other websites.
It does.
And unless you're in MLS, you don't really know what's actually happening with
it.
And
I literally have my phone right here and my text. She sent me earlier, I think like 4 homes, and I had to tell her that they were all taken.
Right. Now, MLS is something that realtors use. Basically, it's like Google, but it's for real estate that's for sale in the area, right?
Correct. All so, right. You know, just like you, the public uses Zillow or Realtor.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's Home.com. There's all kinds of sites now. Mm-hmm. It's their multiple listing,
right,
if you will. And a lot of them plug into our multiple listing to get mm-hmm. if it's currently active. But when they hit contingent, it still shows active on those sites.
You talked about houses just going, being grabbed up like right away if people aren't ready to move. Do you have those same issues with new construction? And that's something that your office can help people with. Maybe there's a new subdivision going up where they can actually lock in, you know, basically the house of their choice if there's a lot available.
Correct. And it's so important for people to realize, especially our buyers, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you're going to new construction. You need to use a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we discussed earlier.
We just talked about that. You want to have someone representing you
mm-hmm.
because the builder, and builders are great. There's nothing, you know, getting a brand new house is really nice. But you want to have someone that's going to represent you mm-hmm. as the buyer. And you're not going to get a better deal because you don't have a real estate agent. That builder needs to make a certain amount, and the houses in that area, in mm-hmm. what they're building in that development, all need to have the same appraisal
or
that same value. They're not going to go down 10 grand because you don't have a real estate agent.
Your price is your price. Does having a real estate agent for new construction, does that make the house more expensive, or does it
no.
cost the same exact amount of money?
Same amount. It costs the buyer nothing, and it doesn't impact the price at all yeah. of the home.
Absolutely not.
Can either of you give me an example of when a realtor representing the buyer at a new construction, new subdivision came to their advantage, and had there not been that realtor there, you don't have to mention the subdivision or the builder, they would have been at a disadvantage?
I'm not, you know, I don't really sell a whole lot of new construction.
Okay, all right.
To say, but
their Alta statement. They can look over mm-hmm. what's happening as far as if they're getting upgrades. They know what to look for. They know that they still need a home inspection, even though it's brand new construction.
Right.
You still want all those things. And if you're just working with the builder, and this is not every builder, but this is some, mm-hmm. they may not give you that opportunity. They're going to ask you why you want that. Why would you need a home inspection
exactly.
when it's brand new?
They really discourage people from doing a home inspection because it's new and the house is guaranteed through them for like a year.
Right.
But to get them back out there mm-hmm. is not that easy. And so when you buy new construction, you need to get a home inspection.
Yeah, we unfortunately did not get our own realtor when we purchased our new construction home 15 so years ago. And we had about a good half a dozen issues with our home. We didn't do an inspection, but we were looking through it ourselves. And then my wife would notice this. And then several years later, they messed up our driveway and we didn't even realize it. And they were looking right at it, and I can remember how there were some issues that they did notice, and I kept saying, why does this guy keep looking over here? Never told us what the problem was that he was noticing, because it would have been expensive from the fix. But had we had a realtor, they probably would have picked up on it right away.
They could have. And, you know, what's nice, I know for me when I deal with new construction, I know the people on site. I usually have a relationship with them already. Mm-hmm. And I go and I check on the property in different phases as it's getting built. And I usually will take one of the gals or gentlemen from the office that I've, you know, friended. And, you know, they'll go out there with me and we go through it together just to make sure everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot can go wrong. The time frame can be extended. There's a lot of things. And it's just an extra set of eyes for you.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't cost you any more money. But somebody in your corner.
You have your advocate.
Right. And the builders do love for realtors to be involved.
They do.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They like to. I mean, that's why they have, you know, they invite us over there for breakfast and, mm-hmm. you know, they have all these things. They want people to be represented.
Right.
And stuff. It does make their job a little bit easier as well.
Exactly.
Right.
There's less work that they've got to work on because they know that you're working on it as well.
Sure.
And wonder, okay, I've got some more questions I'm going to ask you in a few, if that's okay.
That's right. And we want people to call in 222-8255. Give us a call here on WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Reserve says it's leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged, but signaling further gradual rate hikes in the months to come. As long as the economy stays healthy, that decision leaves the central bank's key short-term rate right now at 1.75 to 2%. The level hit in June when the Fed boosted the rate for the second time this year. It has been making borrowing money a little more difficult for some potential home buyers, and that is one of the many reasons cited for home sales being on the decline, even as home prices rise. President Trump invoking one of the nation's most notorious criminals, Ian, speaking about the treatment of former campaign chairman Paul Manafort as he begins his trial. The president, in a tweet storm today about Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, asked the public who was treated worse, 1920s gangster Al Capone or Paul Manafort, who's now facing trial in Alexandria, Virginia. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. And a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives. But for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times. And still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
This is Clay County Sheriff Darrell Daniels.
I'm Sheriff Phil Leeper from Nassau County.
And I'm Sheriff Mike Williams of Jacksonville. We know Florida's Attorney General defends the Constitution and locks up violent criminals. Prosecutor Ashley Moody's done it. Politician Frank White hasn't. Now, Frank White's lying about Ashley Moody's record to hide his.
Politician Frank White never prosecuted a case, never practiced law in a courtroom. He's a car salesman turned politician whose old D.C. firm funneled thousands to Pelosi and Obama.
Ashley Moody's the real conservative, pro-life, A-rated by the NRA, stands with President Trump, endorsed by Attorney General Pam Bondi. Moody upheld Stand Your Ground, defended our values, protected our laws, and locked up criminals. That's why she's endorsed by nearly 90% of Florida's Republican sheriffs. We trust conservative Ashley Moody. So can you.
Approved and paid by Ashley Moody, Republican for Attorney General.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered. And now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am glad to be here this afternoon. We're talking about buyers. We're talking why buyers are liars. And
Tell us about this dishonesty with buyers.
Like, oh my God.
Know, that's probably most of the city of Jacksonville and surrounding areas, you know, eventually buy a house. Are we all dishonest?
Now, I service all aspects of real estate.
Okay.
But I will say that I do like to be a listing agent.
Okay.
And it's not as much of a headache.
Now, a listing agent is the one who helps the seller sell.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, it's just less of a headache when you're dealing with sellers than buyers.
Okay.
Buyers are interesting, and, you know, but two, it is our job as real estate agents to educate them and to set the tone of the transaction. I think that's critical. You know, if we're hyper and nervous about the transaction, then they're going to be hyper and nervous about the transaction. So it's so important as real estate agents that we stay kind of even keel and, and I think be more encouraging and answering their questions to put their fears to rest.
All right.
Instead of letting them worry about a certain issue, because we get that a lot.
Okay.
And
definitely setting the tone for what's going to happen. And if there are some little hiccups, most of the time your buyers and sellers don't know because it's going to be behind the scenes.
Correct.
Things are going to get taken care of.
Right. Will they ever know, or you tell them at closing or what?
You might tell them after it's closed, but most stuff is not going to make that much difference to them.
You're not going
to
believe what happened.
Right. No, and I always try to think of what it was felt like when I bought a house.
Okay.
Or when I sell
exactly.
a house.
Exactly.
Because it is a different situation. We do it every day. So I'm going to sit down at a closing table with you. It doesn't make any difference. I'm here. I'm going to explain all the docs to you. But if I have never seen anything like that before, I want someone to tell me what I'm looking at.
Okay.
What's happening. So not rush through it.
Sign here, initial here, initial here, initial here without even reading it. They'll have someone like you in the corner, right?
Oh, the first time my husband bought a house, we weren't married yet. This was back in 1989. They literally just said, sign, 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 sign. I sat in the room with him. He had no idea what he signed.
I would say that happens the majority of the time.
Yeah. I would say it probably does too. And so you take different, you know, I always ask people, is this your first time buying, you know, kind of see where they are. Or
sure.
even the last time they've bought or sold anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of know what, how far into, far in depth you need to go on whatever you're explaining to them.
Okay. I want to put myself in the shoes of the buyer. And I remember when we purchased our house, I was thinking about affordability. And I was comparing what we were paying monthly for our rent to what my new mortgage payment was going to be. And I had an idea, but it was a couple hundred dollars more a month. And I was a little nervous, to be frank with you. But then I started brainstorming, which I sometimes do, and I got a eureka moment. And I
sometimes
said,
you
know what? You know what? I got, you know what? We get the home mortgage interest deduction, which you don't get when you rent. In other words, when you pay your mortgage, the portion of the mortgage that goes towards the interest on the mortgage is tax deductible. And I called an accountant friend of mine, had him run the numbers for me as a favor, which he did. And it turned out that our apartment was only about $70 a month less than our mortgage, not a couple hundred dollars or more when you factor in the fact that we didn't have to pay as many taxes.
Now, I remember buying my first house and being completely stressed of, you know, having a mortgage now.
Yeah, $700,000 mortgage, by the way.
right. By the time you add everything up for over 30 years. Excuse me. But after I got into the house and after a few months, I realized this really isn't that big of a deal that I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
It was very affordable, you know, and life went on. We still went out. We still met with our friends and we still enjoyed life. It wasn't like we were giving up. I was so worried we were going to give up everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, how much is our payment? It's $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, you know, after we jumped in it and they were right, we were able to afford it.
Right.
And it balanced out.
Yeah. And the benefit of it too, in addition to all the, you know, just having your own home, is that every month when you pay your rent, you're paying someone's mortgage. Might as well be yours.
Yes.
Well, because one day that 30 mortgage or 15 year mortgage is going to be paid off. And that's, you know, although it's not liquid, it's an asset. That's value. That's part of your net worth that you've built, which you wouldn't get if you're just renting.
So the key thing is one of the things we were talking about was, you know, them dragging their feet. We get a lot of people that, you know, always want to, you know, think about it. We have, you know, when we sit with buyers and we go over their timeline, You know, because if they're 6 months out, we're obviously not going to see property today because that home is not going to be on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe if this was a few years ago, we would because homes were staying on the market. It's a whole different market today. If you're going out there, if we're taking you out, that means you're ready to purchase. So we kind of divide our buyers into they're going to buy in the next 90 days, and then we space them out, and we stay in contact with them. If they're a year out, you know, I might send them my magazine so my face is in front of them. You know, I might call them every so often just to check in with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we get closer to their date, then we're starting to meet with them. We're starting to go over their wish lists with them. I always like to sit and have the husband fill out what is most important to them and have the wives or girlfriends or partners do the same. And it's amazing that the list might be completely different. And so one of the other things is, you know, that they need to be on the same page with mm-hmm. their partners.
Now, what if they've got something that they, one of them or maybe both of them want in a home, but they really like this house but doesn't include that particular amenity or feature? Is there any way, a possibility that you can maybe work that in as far as the amount being financed to maybe have that added on built into the home once they move in?
Yes, they can do that. And, you know, they need to understand that it's not going to have, usually it's not going to have 100% of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to have the majority of things that you want. That's why we, on their wish list, we want them to put everything on there.
Mm-hmm.
Put everything that you ever wished on your home that you, what does your dream home look like? And then we look at it, and then we try to gear it towards their price point. So, you know, it might have a man cave, or maybe it has a sewing room, or, you know, what I find today is, you know, we used to say that garages were important to men and the kitchens were for women. Now it's actually reversed.
Really?
You know, it's like men love to cook. You know, ever since the Cooking Channel,
uh-huh.
we can't get those guys out of the kitchen, you know,
yeah.
Or barbecuing. We get these great meals, mm-hmm. you know, and so.
Man fire food.
Yes, it's awesome. And so, you know, it's so different today. And so we try to figure out what is important to them, and then mm-hmm. we try to match it to their price point, whatever
right.
those special rooms are, or if they want a swimming pool. And let's say they can't afford that pool, then yes, we try to look at other ways that perhaps, mm-hmm. you know, they can get.
If they have the land where the pool can be added into and then bring
exactly.
the pool contractor out, you know, at closing.
Find out what the cost is going to be.
And then in a month right. or two, they've got the pool.
Or a exactly. neighborhood that has a pool that they can go to.
Yeah.
Right.
Let us introduce you to your neighbor.
Yeah. Well, many subdivisions now, they have the community pool that's comes a part of your homeowners association dues that you're paying for. You know, sometimes that's
exactly.
actually a better deal because you don't have to worry about pool maintenance and the liability. And if you've got
that's
kids and getting out of the backyard and, they, you know, have some kind of tragedy happen.
That's exactly true. And so, we, you know, we want them to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. We want them to be on the as close as possible to the same page as their mm-hmm. their partners, because we've lost deals over that mm-hmm. where they just can't.
Who, generally speaking, who are more difficult, your female customers when there's a couple or a male?
I think it's the male.
Really? Males can be more difficult, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because they want to have that, you know, kitchen with the Jenner range, huh?
Exactly. They want that big, huge kitchen.
Okay.
And the sewing room.
All right.
But yeah, you know, it's... Yeah, I think they are. They're
okay.
a little more difficult.
Yeah.
We had one where, you know, they were approved up to $300,000, but he wanted to only spend $250,000, mm-hmm. and they found a house at $265,000,
mm-hmm.
and he just would not budge.
Mm-hmm.
And in the scheme of things, what was that difference in the payment?
Nothing.
Right.
Dollars.
Right.
Really?
So literally over dollars, and they stopped looking.
Wow. Very
interesting. They stopped looking. And so guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When they decide to buy, they're going to still be buying less because the prices are up.
Right.
Right.
They're
and
up
the rate,
right
and
now.
The interest rates are up.
And the interest
so
rates.
Right.
So, you know, they're going to end up still in the same situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're going to end up buying a house for
$250,000. Yeah. Back to my affordability question. There's something that people need to know about. Homestead exemption. Do you kind of walk your buyers into that whole understanding and helping them understand some tax benefits with that?
Yeah, we usually do that at the closing table. Mm-hmm. Usually our attorneys or Golden Dog Title and Trust, they go over that so they know exactly when to fill it out, mm-hmm. when it's due. And I like to hand delivery mine, so I went down and it took me all of 5 minutes to make sure mine got in there.
Okay.
Because it is a savings.
All right. 904-222-TALK's the number if you've got any real estate question for Lisa or Anita today here on Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
I'm amazed that Anita knows all these songs and can sing along with this great bumper music that Brian, our producer, finds.
I know. He does a great job.
It sounds familiar, but I wouldn't have known the words. But you do. You can sing along.
And we've got Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, talk to us on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Hi there. I just closed on a home yesterday, and I just turned on the radio about 10 minutes ago, and you were talking about you briefly mentioned the homestead exemption, and I'm not really clear on the process. All they told me yesterday was, don't forget to file. And I said, okay. So I went online about an hour ago, and I saw that the deadline was March. So even if I submit it, this month, I really will not receive any sort of tax break on it. I'm not really clear on this.
Okay, so your real estate taxes in the state of Florida are paid in arrears. So you have until March 1st of next year to file for your homestead exemption for 2019. You won't get anything this year anyway unless you bought a resale property and they already had their homestead on there, then you're not going to lose the benefit of the decrease in your taxes. So if you just closed yesterday, you have until March 1st of next year. My suggestion is you go ahead and file as soon as you have your recorded deed. You're going to need to have your driver's license changed into your new address, a copy of your deed, which they can just pull there for you, and your voter's registration, I believe. I think those are the three things that you need. And you can do it right there. You go get your driver's license done, walk next door, get your homestead filed. Or you can also do it online.
Okay. All right. So basically, there's no rush at the moment. It's not something that I need to do as soon as possible.
No, there's no rush.
To realize any sort of break.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you don't do it, then just that you might forget.
That's
but
the
normally,
only thing, yeah.
Your real estate agent will remind you. Your title company will probably send you something as a reminder. Once you get your owner's policy back in the mail, if you haven't already filed, that's going to be another reminder for you. So it just would save you on your real estate taxes for the following year.
Yes, and you know, with technology today, what's great about our phones is, you know, you can put it in your calendar and do an alert, so that way it reminds you a few days prior, and so that way you can get down there. You can set it on your calendar to give you a reminder. It's so important. You want to do that. What's great, it's always important to know what the taxes are that the people are currently paying, because that's what you're going to accumulate for about the first year that you own the house.
Right.
Sometimes they have it homestead. Sometimes they don't. But it's always nice to know that if they didn't, you're probably going to get a break and your payment is going to go down a little bit in a year.
Right. And you will get something in the mail every year once you have filed. It's going to just be a little white card, like a little 3x5, whatever, that just says, are you still homestead? And you don't need to do anything if nothing has changed. So as long as you still live in the property, you just can get rid of the card. You only need to mail it back if you are no longer living in that property. Otherwise, your homestead exemption will fall off. So don't let that happen.
So is that helpful, Jennifer?
Well, thank you. Yes. You did clear it up, because I have not received any direction from my agent. She was a bit useless.
Useless.
Well, here's another little tidbit for you. You're going to get a bunch of information in the mail, because people will see online that you have closed on a house, and you're going to get something in the mail that says, for $85, you can get a copy of your recorded deed. And just so you know, title attorney will send you one anyway, or your title agency will send you your own recorded deed, and it is online for free. All the time.
Yes.
So you
just
don't ever
those.
Pay anything for that either.
Okay.
And always,
all right, well, thanks again.
And always remember Anita Hiles with Realty Executive House Inside.
And congratulations. So happy for you, Jennifer.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy, Jennifer.
Now, at the outside chance, Jennifer forgets to do her homestead exemption, because she has in her mind she's got until March and she forgot about it, didn't take Anita's advice, but then put it in her phone with an alert. What ends up being her consequence if she forgets to?
Just pay higher real estate taxes for that year.
Okay, higher, which we don't want her to do.
Right.
We don't want her to do, because
right.
It can be pricey. Yeah.
As busy as people are today, I know I hate procrastination, because I know I'll forget certain things. So I try to take care of everything like as soon as possible. That way I don't have to worry about it. And of course, it's like hundreds. How much money would it be on average? You save, what, $25,000 in your real estate taxes?
Yes.
Okay. First, your taxable liability.
Your taxable liability.
Right,
taxes.
Right. Right. Wonderful. Okay. Helping people out here in real estate, Rapid Fire Real Estate, 904-222-8255. If you've got a question for Lisa or Anita today, they will be happy to answer
That's
it.
Right. Give us a call, because we're talking about buyers today and some of the things just for buyers to be a little open-minded about, because we know how tough and stressful this process is, because it just is. You're spending a lot of money on a dream, the American dream. And so we want to make it a good experience for you. We want it to be fun. I always tell my clients, let me worry. Because trust me, I worry. But that's what I get paid to do. It's
right.
Like, let me be the one that's asking the questions and digging and finding. I want them to sleep at night. I want them to feel comfortable about the buying process. I want them to ask questions. And I don't have all the answers, but I definitely know where to go to get answers. So we want people to be comfortable about this, and we want it to make it a very good experience for them, because it's not all the time that way. So I fear so many nightmares and stuff. So we want people to, in this marketplace, we don't want them to be too picky. And I know everybody out there is going, well, got it. You know, it's the house of my dreams. Of course I'm going to be picky.
I'm spending hundreds of thousands of
millions
dollars
or millions,
on this.
Right.
Or millions. I don't want to be picky. I want it to be the
yes,
way I want
but
it.
But we have to keep in perspective, you know, our dollar amount that you're spending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people want the Taj Mahal for $234,000, and it's just not going to happen. But I will try my best. And one thing I take pride in, is trying to find the best house out there for your buck. So if you want me to show you lousy homes that need repair, I'm going to do that for the people who want that, because there are people that want the fixer-upper, mm-hmm. and we have our investors. Right. That's a whole right. different ballgame.
And there are some guys out there who are really good handymen, and they understand how to do
some projects.
Carpentry, and they get projects, and they can make it look really nice, save some money.
Right.
And,
but I know for sweat equity. Especially our first-time buyers, mm-hmm. I know for a fact they don't have the money, you know, to fix things up. And so I want to find them a house that they can move into, enjoy, and not have to worry about fixing this and fixing that, or, you know, is the roof going to leak? And we want to make sure that people are getting into something they can handle.
Mm-hmm. Right. They don't even know what they can handle yet.
As exactly. Far as
if they've
so
never
new.
Owned a home, there's extra things that they have to cut the grass. They've got, there's other things that they've never had to really worry about themselves when they're moving in. And I mean, I can tell you, I've had probably 8 houses. And every time I move in a house, I'm like, well, I'm never going to get this part of this house again. I mean, you know, you always know something different. And mm-hmm. as your life goes on, different things change. And I know you just want to tell people, this is your first house. You'll probably have another one. So you can't maybe get everything, but we're going to get as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So important. Also, we want them to handle their responsibility in this transaction. And that really falls into place with their lenders. We want to make sure... We cannot show a property without a pre-approval letter. We don't put people in our car if they can't buy a house. If I'm wasting 3 days and then find out 3 days from now that you can't even buy a house, I've wasted 3 days. Okay, time is money. Even, you know, for us, we've got to take that into consideration. And we don't want to waste your time either. So we will not show anybody property unless they have a pre-approval or proof of funds. Mm-hmm. So it's just critical that we are showing you properties that you can afford.
Right. And one of the
not
things,
what you think you can afford.
And we've talked about this in a previous broadcast, that even if someone is pre-approved and just before closing, they go out and get all this furniture and have it in storage so that way can move right in with their new furniture. You don't want to do that until after closing, because that changes your ability to close the
property.
Well,
it won't close.
Right, because it could change your debt-to-income ratio.
Yes, it will not close.
Right.
So don't go out and get a new car. Don't go out and lease a new car.
And do not co-sign. We had a deal that
fell through. Oh, my
God,
don't co-sign.
Yeah,
really?
They co-signed for their daughter for a car.
Okay.
And the person was not thinking at all about her own money. She knew she had enough to close. She had her money in the bank. She did whatever. She was just helping her daughter out by co-signing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it threw her debt-to-income ratio out. She couldn't buy the house.
So the only thing you buy is groceries. That's it. Put everything in a Ziploc bag full mm-hmm. of water. Throw your credit cards in the freezer. Don't touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Use your ATM card. Another thing, too, is undercutting the asking price. It's not the market for it. You need to listen to your realtors. It's not that we're trying to make more money. It's not like we're trying to spend more of your money. If you want the house, you need to put a solid, good offer in, because the market is HOT. It is hot. And if you're undercutting, you're wasting your time and you're wasting my time.
What about if the seller is, you know, asking for more money than they know it's worth, thinking that, you know, I could get this if I just ask for an extra $10,000? That's where the agent comes in and lets them know that it really isn't appraised for that.
Right. The agent is going to let them know whether, if the agent knows whether the house they're trying to purchase is overpriced, so they will let them know accordingly how, you know.
Yeah, we look at the comps. I mean, we just don't. To me, you have to validate the price you're picking. You know, you get people that will just go, oh, you know, I always bet, you know, $50,000 under the asking price. Well, no. You know, we have to back up why we're offering that price, you know, and we do that by using comps.
Okay.
And we educate our buyers.
Oh, man, the hour just flew by, good lady.
It did. I know. I've got so much more.
Okay.
But we'll be here next week.
That's right.
That's
thanks
right.
for joining us for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles online at
AnitaHiles.com.